That's good to remember. We experience the Trinity, the work of the Trinity, in three ways in life. First, I want to take a quick look at how the Holy Spirit can come into your life and my life. Remember, Paul taught the Galatians that the Spirit is found in you and me, blossoming out as love and joy and peace and patience and kindness and goodness, faithfulness, humility, and self-control. And I wonder, you know all that anyway. Do you enjoy those feelings in you? Do you enjoy being on the receiving end of the feelings coming towards you from other people? I think it's embarrassing, as for me, when I see in myself and in other people things like envy and resentment and lack of self-control, stinginess, dishonesty, impatience, rudeness, and our favorite ways in which we fall off the wagon. The Holy Spirit calls you and me to be open to recognize the fruits of the Spirit whenever we experience them. I thought about one in particular in the past couple of days. I discovered recently there's a couple of other people besides me in this congregation who get impatient. Oh, I was wrong, it's about 50. Impatience. And I put together a dresser from IKEA, you know that thing that comes in two flat boxes? And I decided I was going to enjoy this job. It took about 3.5 hours, and I realized when I was doing it, not only was I enjoying it, but I was patient. And I got excited about feeling patience. By the time I'd finished, I also realized I hadn't used any non-Anglican words. My wife was so pleased. But why I mention this, it's not enough just to say, I haven't been impatient. It's to feel the patience and to enjoy it. Because until you enjoy it, it doesn't really become real. And that goes with the other things. If it's just a head trip, you might as well write a book about it. But it needs to happen here. And I discovered that by enjoying the patience of putting together IKEA, the patience flows over into other things. The more you enjoy patience, the more it's possible to be patient. Okay. And yet, you know, all of us know there are times when we will get hurt by others, and sometimes we will hurt them, sometimes deliberately, and this is part of our reality. On those occasions, we try to hang on to what John said, that the darkness in life cannot snuff out the light that comes through Jesus into you and me, and this is also part of our reality. And let's move on to think about Jesus for a moment. How does Jesus as Redeemer come into your life and my life? Beyond when we're open to his presence in the bread and the wine and through prayer and contemplation. I wonder, is it in this act of gathering today, sensing that other people sitting all around us are also expecting to grow spiritually, become more what they're designed to become? Is it strengthening for you and me to remember these motivations, to review them, to live them, especially when life feels rough and uncaring? To be open to the strength that is present when we are together for the purpose of worship is healing and renewing. The Gospels are full of what Jesus brought with him with the events that happened wherever he went. You know, healing and lightness and wholeness and joy. New life, restoration, reconciliation. You know, when someone tells you the doctor has said their cancer is in remission, do you celebrate? Do you congratulate them? I hope you resist the temptation to share someone else's less happy treatment results. Do you celebrate when housing for the homeless opens up? Are you happy when the local school is able to provide meals for kids who don't have a meal before the start of the school day? How about looking for evidence of redemption in yourself and in others and in the community. And I think this is far more important than noticing what falls short or goes wrong. Many of us are already overly aware of our shortcomings, recognize both ends of the spectrum and what's in between. I think it's important, if we're on the Christian journey, to see the full spectrum and to choose to enjoy and to affirm the redemptive end, even as we grapple with what is destructive and hurtful. We make a point of thanking Jesus for his life-restoring presence in our world and for restoring our relationship with the Holy One after we've done damage. Do you give thanks to God for the healing and renewal Jesus has brought about in you? And where does God the Creator come into your life? I think about it, you know, every day when we walk out through our front doors, we can open our hearts to see the mountains, Mount Baker, the trees, the flowers, other people, sunsets, storms, sunrise, starlit skies, birds and animals, pets as members of our households and life in the sea, shared meals with friends and family. I hope you're all going to have a good bash today if you celebrate Father's Day. And the human-made items, constructed through skills given to each laborer by the Creator. I think I'm very fortunate. I look in my house and I see a piece of furniture that my dad made, a special present for my mum before they got married. And there's a table that my son made. And there's pictures that my mum painted and Faith's mum painted. I mean, how can I not celebrate the beauty of creation? And I hope you have reminders in your homes that remind you of God's creative beauty. And as we appreciate all these things, let's not just notice them and pass on. Open up. Being receptive to being touched because we value life. We're in a space to offer gratitude to God. Smile at the beauty. Giggle. Laugh. Relax. Roll in the grass. And I know for some of us who have the stiff upper lip syndrome, that's going to be a job, but do it anyway. I believe the idea of the Trinity can help us be more often and more deeply in touch with God's creating, redeeming, equipping presence in all that surrounds us. This is the context of our 24/7 lives. Holding on to this gift of Christian faith gives us strength to address and to cope with the brokenness and the grubby happenings in life. You know, in marriage, we try to live with expanding horizons, being present with our partner for better, for worse, in sickness and in health, for richer and poorer. And the end result is a way of cherishing what I call full spectrum love. Living the presence of the Trinity in our daily lives offers us a relationship of cherishing with the Holy One, even as we face crises and tragedies, and also celebrate life-giving events and relationships with gratitude. You know, perhaps we can grow deeper in living and expressing that gratitude.